Welcome to Featured Wiki of the Day, where we read the summary of the featured Wikipedia article every day. The featured article for Sunday, the 6th of August 2023 is William Sterling Parsons. Rear Admiral William Sterling Dyack Parsons, the 26th of November 1901, the 5th of December 1953, was an American naval officer who worked as an ordnance expert on the Manhattan Project during World War II. He is best known for being the weaponeer on the Enola Gay, the aircraft which dropped a little boy atomic bomb on Hiroshima, Japan, in 1945. To avoid the possibility of a nuclear explosion if the aircraft crashed and burned on takeoff, he decided to arm the bomb in flight. While the aircraft was en route to Hiroshima, Parsons climbed into the cramped and dark bomb bay, and inserted the powder charge and detonator. He was awarded the Silver Star for his part in the mission. A 1922 graduate of the United States Naval Academy, Parsons served on a variety of warships, beginning with the battleship USS Idaho. He was trained in ordnance and studied ballistics under L.T. Thompson at the Naval Proving Ground in Dahlgren, Virginia. In July 1933, Parsons became a liaison officer between the Bureau of Ordnance and the Naval Research Laboratory. He became interested in radar and was one of the first to recognize its potential to locate ships and aircraft, and perhaps even track shells in flight. In September 1940, Parsons and Merle Tuvey of the National Defense Research Committee began work on the development of the proximity fuse, an invention that was provided to the U.S. by the U.K. TISARD mission, a radar-triggered fuse that would explode a shell in the proximity of the target. The fuse, eventually known as the VT, Variable Time, Fuse, Mark 32, went into production in 1942. Parsons was on hand to watch the cruiser USS Helena shoot down the first enemy aircraft with a VT fuse in the Solomon Islands in January 1943. In June 1943, Parsons joined the Manhattan Project as associate director at the Project Y Research Laboratory at Los Alamos, New Mexico, under J. Robert Oppenheimer. Parsons became responsible for the ordnance aspects of the project, including the design and testing of the non-nuclear components of nuclear weapons. In a reorganization in 1944, he lost responsibility for the implosion-type fission weapon, but retained that for the design and development of the gun-type fission weapon, which eventually became Little Boy. He was also responsible for the delivery program, codenamed Project Alberta. He watched the Trinity nuclear test from a B-29. After the war, Parsons was promoted to the rank of Rear Admiral without ever having commanded a ship. He participated in Operation Crossroads, the nuclear weapon tests at Bikini Atoll in 1946, and later the Operation Sandstone tests at Neuwerdork Atoll in 1948. In 1947, he became deputy commander of the Armed Forces Special Weapons Project. He died of a heart attack on the 5th of December 1953. This recording reflects the Wikipedia text as of 1:11 UTC on Sunday, the 6th of August 2023. For the full current version of the article, search Wikipedia for William Sterling Parsons. This podcast is produced by Abul Smay Productions based on Wikipedia content and is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Share Alike license. Visit wikioftheday.com for our archives. Please subscribe to never miss an episode. On Mastodon, follow us at wikioftheday@musto.ai. Abul Smay Productions produces the current events podcast Curmudgeon's Corner as well. Check it out in your podcast player of choice. This has been Emma Standard. Thank you for listening to Featured Wiki of the Day.